Szymanski says the city's been fighting to clean up its image ever since the arrest of the Lackawanna Six in 2002. He says Najee's arrest does not reflect on the city's Muslim community.
We have a police officer right now who is on a leave of absence because he's working on 1 month with his United States Air Force Reserve obligations. And, you know, I believe he's been in there for 10 years and he's, you know, serving our country and in the Lackawanna Police Force. We also have Yemenite members who are Lackawanna firefighters and public works departments.
A search of the 44-year-old Najee's home uncovered several combat-style knives and a sword, and he also allegedly purchased body armor and pledged his support online to the Islamic State. Szymanski says it's unfair to paint an entire community with one bad brush.
So we just like to thank the feds for doing what they did, but move forward and try to heal up as a group and hopefully we never see this again, because I'm getting really tired of these kind of actions. It's just embarrassing.
The case against Najee is going to a federal grand jury. He's being held without bail and is due back in court August 12th. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.